inflation 24/7. And I'm glad that, you know, we're kind of breaking down the parameters and got a lot to do today. Sorry we couldn't have Sunday school. We'll do that again starting as soon as we can. But just a blessing to be here in the house of the Lord. We'll go ahead and if we can, we'll go ahead and advance to our first slide. I do just want to remind us that the greatest thing they're suggesting is if you treat yourself like you're potentially a carrier, then you'll figure out how to deal with everybody else around you. So appreciate everybody coming in this morning, the ushers who helped. Shouldn't have to touch anything if you don't want to. We'll practice the social distancing. Offering should be fun. And, we're not taking up lacrosse. If you see the buckets in front of us here, we thank Brother Dunham for that. We'll kind of figure this out a little bit as we go. And if you go forward, Miss Rachel, I had picked out a verse, and then my wife reminded me of this one yesterday. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Psalms 122. What a blessing it is to be back. I talked with Brother Vinoy yesterday. I said, how many Sundays have we been gone? We were thinking six or seven, which is a week of Sundays. You always hear him talk about a month of Sundays. Well, we've been missing for a week of Sundays, including Easter. I know that folks have said that they've watched the broadcast and enjoyed that, but it's just not the same. So we appreciate you being here this morning. All right, we want to make our announcements this morning. Again, the social distancing. Two services each week during the month of May, 11 a.m. On Sunday, 7 p.m. on Wednesday. We're going to maintain our distances. The governor's asked that we wear a mask if at all possible. The ushers are here so that we do the no-touch entry. The pastor had thought ahead that there are even, if you need a drink, there are little cups and there's a little, there's a little paper towel so you can push the button at the drink fountain. Unfortunately, we can't run the vans. Why? Because there's no way to social distance on a van. So we'll have to get this a little more time and figure that out. No 10 a.m. service, but Brother Brian, he's online with us. He actually recorded and posted, I'm sure, what's another wonderful Sunday school lesson. So we're going to go back to three services a week, two of them here, and then we'll have we called it the second service for Sunday, whether that's Brother Brian or somebody else. You'll be able to watch those online as you like. No visitation program, obviously, this month. When we're finished with the service at the pastor's closure, we're not going to leave all at the same time. The ushers will come back, and it'll be kind of like we would at a wedding or something. You'll exit from the back to just kind of give people a chance to leave so we don't all collect there in the doorway. Next Sunday, Mother's Day. And I tell you what, we're just looking for a whole bunch of people to be here, and what a blessing that'll be. All right, Miss Rachel. Vacation Bible School has become Vacation Bible Saturday, and we still want to have that. That's a wonderful time of year. The date has not been set, but we'll probably just turn the whole campus into a big Saturday event. We'll start at 9 in the morning and end with a cookout or something like that coming up. So don't abandon your Vacation Bible School plans. It just becomes VBS, becomes Vacation Bible Saturday. Now, with Brother Preston, talked to him this week, and he has talked with the Wilds. They've not given us a definitive answer on any changes. So for our young people that had registered and had hoped to go to camp, the first thing is camp going to be open? And then the second is, what do we want to do about it, you know, as a congregation? So nothing definitive, but right now everything is still as it was, you know, in March until we get more information from the Wilds, and then we make a decision here. All right. Our shelter in place. And I did want to thank some of the folks who had sent things to me. If some of you choose to hate me, remember, I didn't find these pictures. Someone that you know sent them to me, right? So I hope that you'll forgive me. But I do appreciate those who sent things in. In the top left there, really just wanted to call out Brother Richard and Brother Jim. They had been here. They got here before us when we came to record, and they were here after we left, making sure things went. And just appreciate their generosity of their time. Appreciate the ladies who are doing the quilting. And they have donated about 15 masks. So if we have anybody here that wants a mask, a really nice cloth mask, they're free of charge. They asked me to give these out. And if there's anybody, just see me afterwards. I did ask Miss Barbara, I said, do I need to charge for this? And we talked about the fact that fishing worms are not free for Brother Gary's fishing hobby. But no charge for those, and she'd love to just have those to somebody. And also thanks to Rhonda Tiller, who sent some donated masks. All right, the one in the middle here on the bottom, Brother David Dunham sent that, Shelter in Place, talking about looking at the birds in his backyard and how they reminded him of the goodness and the renewal of God. And I thought I would include that. Cindy with William. Yeah, she suffered a lot during Shelter in Place, I can tell you. Yeah, and he didn't, by the way. And then also with Miss Olivia, the Campbell family was very generous to collect and put together the next meal packs. I took those to Salvation Army all independently, and there's Miss Olivia putting those together, and they distributed those last week, so thank you for those. We'll be doing that again at the end of the month. And with that, we have our birthdays and our anniversaries, and Brother Brian, are you there?
I am here.
All right. The stage is yours, my friend.
Okay. Well, good morning, everybody. It's good to, as Steve said, you know that we're talking to a live audience this morning. So, amen there, and I hope things are going well there in the church this morning, and looking forward to a good service there and amen. Preaching from Brother Vinoy. And so let me get these birthdays and get right out of the way. The month of May is a busy month, so we have to take that into account. We'll start out with May the 1st, actually. Had Aiden Lane. Then we jump all the way to the 5th. So these next birthdays we haven't had yet from this point on, but they're coming up, Lord willing. May the 5th will be Charlie Lane and Chloe Lines. The 6th will be Mark Woodall. The 10th will be Mike Rowland. The 11th, hang on, it's a big day, Alex Kidd, Gene Carver, Della Doyle, and Teresa Lawson. The 12th, Abby Doyle and Louise Odle. 13th, Bob Kendall and Darcy Lawson. The 14th, Lakeisha Rogers. The 16th, Thelma Robinette. That gets us in the middle of the month. Then we start down in the last part of May. We go the 19th, Shelby Roberts. We go the 20th, to Emily Richmond. 21st, Randy Hutchins. 25th, Landon Salyer, which that happens to be Memorial Day. 26th is Cindy Lyons. The 29th is Bobby Clausen and Joy Kendall. And the 31st is Auburn Murdoch. Now, let me get you to the anniversaries, and we'll take a look at those, because there's several May anniversaries. June will be a big month for anniversaries, but May is also a big month. As we'll run through those, we'll look at on the 1st, again, Josh and Amanda DeVries and Thurman and Debbie Holcomb. 3rd would have been Ralph and Shelby Roberts, and if I'm not mistaken, the 3rd would actually be today. So I hope Ralph got his stuff together there. And look at the 7th. That'll be Roy and Francis Williams. The 12th, Lance and Amanda Stallard. 14th, David and Teresa Dunham. The 21st, Michael and Amy Taylor. The 28th, Brian and Kim Odom. And the 30th would be Anthony and Sarah Roberts. So those are your birthdays and anniversaries for the month of May.
Thank you, Brother Brian. And we'll ask Brother Aaron, will you lead us in happy birthday this morning?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, God bless you. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you, Brother Brian. Okay, so we've got a couple of things to do before we do our congregational singing. First of all, I've got a letter, a card from the thank you card from the Rose family. Thank you for the beautiful arrangements. We appreciated it. The Rose family, and P.S., thank you for the food, for the prayers, and the support as well. So, Brother Rose, we can't help but remember the people who aren't with us here as we reopen and get back into this. And our sympathy, our prayers are with you and your family and others here in the church who have lost loved ones during this season. And I'm going to do two things at one time to get out of the pastor's way this morning. If the men will come this morning, we need several of you to receive an offering. Now, this is not lacrosse. The bucket's going to come by you. Drop your offering, you know, in there, and we're going to need several of you. So Dustin, Rusty, Michael, you will see the buckets, and you guys will work it out. You'll figure it out. But what we're going to do, Brother Aaron, is we're going to have them take the offering as we sing our congregational. So what are we going to sing this morning?
Page 120.
Page 120, okay. Believe that's victory in Jesus. So, gentlemen, if you'll come here, we'll pray over our offering, and then we will unleash you. All right. And Brother David Dunham came up with these. And what a blessing that is. Just trying to keep everything simple as a no touch. All right, shall we pray? Lord, I do thank you for the privilege to be here again this morning. God, I do not take it for granted, even for a second, that you could have worked this thing out differently. We could still be in isolation. But God, you're starting to open things back up the way that they used to be. Lord, during this time when we've been down and people have been isolated and separated, I pray, Lord, that we've looked to you, that we've looked to the cross, that our faith has grown and our fear has been conquered, Lord. Help us to be the people that you would have us to be. Lord, we just love you this morning. I thank you for everybody, Lord, that you've brought here together to worship you in spirit and in truth. Lord, help us to be safe. Help us to be conscious. Lord, help us to be mindful of the condition of others as we go through this this serious situation. These things, Lord, we ask in your blessed name. Amen. Amen. Now, congregation, if you'll stand, we'll turn to 120, and they'll collect the offering at this point, and we'll get out of the pastor's way.
To sing a special in just a moment. then Sister Tanita, I want you to come behind him, honey. Will you do that? We don't see any way that we can have a choir in these days right now, so we might do a little bit more special singing. I love my people, so I won't be singing. Amen. I appreciate y'all being here today. It's a blessing, isn't it?
Amen.
You know, a lot of things have changed since March. But some things haven't changed.
Amen. That's right.
I'm still saved.
Yeah.
I'm still heaven bound with the hammer down. Amen. There's a love in my heart for my Lord and for his people. And I appreciate the Lord today. I really do appreciate this opportunity. You know, I can look around today and I can say, well, there's some folk I thought would be here that ain't. And there's some folk that I didn't think would be here that are. But God knew before the foundation of the world who would be here today. And I believe we ought to just worship him, don't you? Amen. Let's just treat it like it might be the last service. I'm not talking about no COVID-19. I'm talking about the coming of the Savior. Treat it like it might be the last service we ever set in. I'd like to go out with a little victory in my soul, wouldn't you? Amen. All right, Brother Aaron, you sing. And Miss Tanita, if you'll come right behind him, that'd be a blessing. Let me just say this. I'm trying to shut up so I can get started. Amen.
Amen.
But Brother Aaron worked all night. I called him yesterday. He said, Pastor, I'll be there. He ain't been to bed. He said, I'll be there. I'll help you. That's a blessing to me. Brother Steve already mentioned these men doing the recordings. Then they make recordings, and then other men come and pick them up and deliver them out into the homes. So much goes on that I think people not even aware of, but God's aware of it, and he knows it, and he appreciates you and loves you, and we do as well. I just thank the Lord. I don't know. I get into preaching this morning. I've been up since 4 o'clock. So if anybody's going to go to sleep, it's me. Amen. But Brother Steve, I'm just thanking God for what a blessing you've been to me. He puts up with me. He'll call me sometimes and I'm frustrated. He still puts up with me. Amen. Just tries to coach me a little bit and help me along the way. He's a blessing to me. Never one time has he ever said no to anything that I've asked him to help me with. That's a blessing. Say amen. Amen. And I can't believe that he'd even stay after Brother John called him Obama, but I'm sure glad that he did. Amen. Amen. And that picture of Michelle was pretty up there, that baby. Sister Cindy got that. Sing, brother, and then you come, Sister Tanita. Then we'll open that book and see what God wants to say to us this morning.
Every hope that I have here in this old sinful world is anchored in the blood of the Lamb. Though the billows are raging and we're tossed to and fro, there is when time shall have come to die. The treasures of this world won't mean a thing, but the joy of knowing Jesus will banish all my fears, for He took away death's sting. My hope is in the blood of the precious Lamb of God. There is no other fountain so sweet. It has washed away my sin, gave me peace and joy within. My hope is anchored in His love. My hope is anchored in His love.
When He moves among us, all that He does, all of His mercy, all of His love, the pen of a writer could write every day. Even this world can never contain how I have been blessed. Warmth in the winter, the flowers in spring, the laughter in summer, and the changes of the leaves. Food on my table, a good place to sleep. Clothes on my back, shoes on my feet. I have been blessed. God is so good to me. Precious are His thoughts of you and me. greatest on earth. Our flag stands for freedom and what it is worth. She stands in the harbor, Miss Liberty calls. All have stuck a sum, some gave it all for me to be blessed. She's my shoulder to lean on when I am down, the rock where he leads me when I'm so overwhelmed, the place where he
Sawyer, can you hear me, buddy? I need something. Olivia, you back there, baby? Olivia, back there? Olivia? Olivia, right here, baby. I'm up here. She can't see good. Papa needs something, honey. I need something. Will you come up here and give it to me? Where's Sawyer? Hurry. They're waiting on me to preach, baby. Thank you, baby. Hurry, baby. I say, preacher, why'd you do that? Because I wanted to. And because that's what's seen me through with all of these dark days. Take your Bible and turn to Psalm 122 to start with. We ain't going to be there long. I thought that's where the message was going to be today. But I don't believe it is. I know what it is to have peace and know the direction that God wants us to go. And I was really excited about Psalm 122. I'd been meditating and thinking about it, praying about it. I really thought that's where we would be today, but I want to just give you what God's put on my heart. Is that all right? Psalm 122. Thank you, Brother Aaron. Thank you, Sister Tanita. God's blessed you both. Not only you all, but a lot of people in this church with great talent. If I could sing like that and they had a feather under their nose, we'd all be tickled. Amen. It's beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. But I tell you what makes it good. It's not this. It's this. If it comes from here and it ain't got nothing from there, it ain't worth a damn. You could have the greatest orator on earth, but if he's not right with God and full of the Holy Ghost, you ain't going to get much out of it. In Psalm 122, the Bible said, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. I've already got this chapter in my mind. It's not on paper, but it's already outlined in my mind. And one day I'll preach it. Not today. I was glad when they said unto me. David said that, a man after God's own heart. But David also said something else. Turn back with me, if you will, to Psalm chapter 55. We're going to a completely different place in the Word of God today. I hope I marked it over there. I did. Psalm chapter 55. Psalm of David. He said, give ear to my prayer, O God, and hide not thyself from my supplication. Attend unto me, and hear me. I mourn in my complaint, and make a noise. Because of the voice of the enemy, because of the oppression of the wicked, for they cast iniquity upon me, and in wrath they hate me. My heart is sore pained within me, and the terrors of death are fallen upon me. Fearfulness and trembling are come upon me, and horror hath overwhelmed me. Look at this next verse. David said, and I said, oh, I believe there's a groan in that, oh, Brother Steve. Oh, that I had wings like a dove. Then would I fly away and be at rest. What I'm trying to get you to see today is David, same man, there was a day when he said, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. There was another day, he wasn't interested in God's house. Just get me out of here. Just get me to a place where I can be alone. Get me a place where I can get out from under this pressure. Get out from under this load. Amen. I've been up since 4 o'clock this morning. I have a problem. I think it's a good one. I don't know how to fake it. Brother Steve, I've thought about you on and off all morning. I've thought about that foot getting caught in that step. And that knee as it went sideways as you went down into the yard. You're feeling that pain right now just thinking about it. I can think about the accidents that I've had with my back. And I mean, if I just think about it a minute, it hurts again. You say, Pastor, I don't know where you're coming from. I pastor a wonderful, wonderful church. And it's fractured right now. You say, preacher, have you lost your mind? No, I'm telling you, beloved, that there'll be people watching this video that want to be here in the house of God. That love you all. Love Jesus. And love this pastor. You say, preacher, I don't understand. Let me ask you a question. Do you ever battle being depressed? Do you ever battle just getting down? Do you reckon there's some folks that aren't here this morning that are fighting that battle? You reckon there's some folks that are here this morning that are fighting that battle? So God said, Pastor, I want you to help them. I want you to help them. You say, preacher, how are you going to help them preaching like that? I ain't done yet. I'm not preaching this morning on, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Brother Jimmy, praise God, we get past this thing, get all of our people back. Maybe I'll preach that message. But this morning, take your Bible, turn over to the book of, I believe it's Mark. Turn to the book of Mark. I won't be preaching long this morning. Some preachers say that and they don't mean it. And I've said it and I guess it didn't turn out to be so. But this morning I want to give you a thought. Look what the Word of God said in Mark chapter number 8 and verse number 34. And when he had called the people unto him with his disciples also, he said unto them, whosoever... I mean, he's glad you found your place in your name in a place of whosoever. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How many remembers when that happened in July? You became a whosoever. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son,
that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Well, I thank God I found myself as a whosoever as a sinner, but also found myself as a whosoever as a saint, as a child of God. You say, preacher, what do you mean? Look what he says here. Whosoever will come after me, does it say let him never be depressed? Does it say let him always be on the mountain? Does it say let him think about himself rather than thinking about others? No, what does it say? It says let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Whosoever will save his life shall lose it. Whosoever shall lose his life for my sake and the gospel's, the same shall save it. For what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? Whosoever therefore shall be ashamed of me and my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, of him also shall the Son of Man be ashamed when he cometh in the glory of his Father with his holy angels. I'm going to pray in just a minute. I'm going to preach on this subject. It's bad, but it could be a lot worse. That's how God's leading me this morning. I'm going to preach on the subject. It's bad, but it could be a lot worse. Let's pray together. Father, thank you this morning for the Word of God. I praise you, our Father, this morning for the Holy Ghost. God, I did not even know an hour ago if I could stand. But God, you've given strength. We're trusting you, Father, to take the message and make it a blessing to your people. Father, today, thank you for these that have come. Lord, it seems like maybe 50 or a little more have come to the house of God today. Some, Lord, are sickly and not able to be here. Some are lazy. Lord, we've been out of church for 7 weeks, and some would have only missed one Sunday had we been open every Sunday. God, I pray you'd get a hold of hearts. You'd help me and our Father to realize, Lord, that Calvary is more than just about being saved. It's about being surrendered. It's about saying, God, not my will, but thy will be done. Help us this morning, I pray, in Jesus' name. All of God's people said, amen. Say it again so I can hear you. Praise God. I said it's bad, but not as bad as it could be. Let me say this to you this morning. It's not time to wear a crown. It's time to bear a cross. I believe we've got a generation of smiley preachers. You understand where I'm coming from. All is always hunky-dory. Let me tell you something about life. It ain't always hunky-dory. Ask Job. Man that is born of a woman is a few days and full of trouble. Yes, I believe we can have, and we do have victory in Jesus. But I believe there are seasons, beloved, when our heart is broken. How, beloved, listen, can we make it? It's bad, but not as bad as it could be. I want you to do me a favor. Would you do this? Would you help me this morning in the message? How many will help me? Okay, here's how we're going to start. I want you to look at your hands. Look at them. Hold them out there and look at them. Are they bleeding? Are there any nail prints in them? Does anybody see where I'm going? It's not time, beloved, to wear a crown. It's time to bear a cross. I said it's bad, but it's not as bad. I want everybody to take you back and rub it up against the pew. Would you do that? Did that hurt, Brother Garrett? It would have if them soldiers had just finished with that whip, busting your back wide open. His back was up against that old rugged, rough cross, beloved. And I'm telling you, it's bad this morning, but it's not as bad as it could be. We're trying to distance. I told Brother Steve, he said, you're going to wear a mask. I said, brother, I'll stay on the platform. If you sit on the front row, you can carry an umbrella. I'll do the best I can. But I'm telling you, beloved, listen, They didn't spit by accident on our Savior, Brother Preston. They spit on purpose, right in his face. I'm telling you, it's bad, but not as bad as it could be. All over America this morning, you listen to me. There are people that are hungry. There are people, beloved, that are thirsty. Jesus Christ from the cross of Calvary cried, I thirst. How many's got a drink of water if you want it? And got other things to drink if you want it. Got plenty to eat and plenty to wear and a roof over our head. While the Son of God said he didn't have a place to lay his head. The foxes have holes. The birds of the air have nests. But the Son of Man hath not where to lay his head. Sister Jennifer, I looked out there when Emily came in and sat out with you. I know where Emily would be sitting this morning if things were normal. But not because she don't love her mommy, because she does love her mommy. But God has built a special relationship. And I know where she would be. It's bad. Listen, we could be with Emily down at St. Jude this morning, but not as bad as it could be. I'm just trying to tell you this morning, God's wanting us, listen, not to be depressed, but to look up and let him deliver us. I've been on the phone, Brother Ralph, Brother Houston. Their hearts are ripped out of their chest. Brother Ralph said, I need to pray about it. He said, I'll let you know. I tried to make a little bit of a plan for the service today. I called Brother Ralph after Brother Steve. He said, I don't know where you're coming from. Well, listen, let me get a little bit about the week. I was all excited. They're going to turn us loose. Worked to get ready. Brother Houston called me Wednesday morning. He said Sullivan County's changed their mind. They're going to go with whatever the state says. He said, Pastor, he said, I wouldn't worry about that stuff. I said, well, I don't know what to do now. I've been on a roller coaster this week. Up and down and up and down. You say, Preacher, not about you. That's right. I'm just trying to tell you, beloved, a roller coaster will take you into a valley sometimes. It'll take you there faster than you want to know. And it'll leave you there longer than you want to stay. I'm big and bad and brave. But the last time I went to, I guess it was Dollywood with the kids, I got on that big roller coaster, that big new one. I said, if I ever get off this thing, I'll never get back on another one, and I'm going to keep my word. I got the big idea that I could save the church some money and watch that steeple one time. My camper was parked out here. I climbed up on the camper. I took that big brush to see how far up that steeple I could reach. I took that brush and I went up that roof like that right there. I got on top and I said, what have I done? I'm not 29 years old anymore. I looked towards heaven and I said, God, if you'll help me down off this thing, I'll never be back up here again. Life is a series of highs, but they're not all highs. There's some lows. David knew what they were. Job knew what they were. Jeremiah knew what they were. He said, Brother Steve, to God, I'm done. I'm done. I'm done with it. You say, Preacher, what happened? I believe he realized this bad, but not as bad as it could be. You got something to eat. You got something to wear. You got your health. Remember Brother Brian standing in this pulpit and telling us his mommy said, son, your health is your wealth. You remember that? I mean, he's been enjoying this Sunday school lesson. Oh, dear God, he looks great. Amen. He's going to be a movie star before it's over with. Amen. If he can remember to turn the camera on. Amen. Love him to death. And it's bad. But it's not near as bad as it could be. Beloved, they're not standing down in front of you and I hollering, crucify him. Crucify him. Jesus did what he did. Let me tell you what cross bearing is all about. It's about others. And if you and I, in this dark time that we live in, will wrap our lives up and try to help somebody else, God will keep us out of that deep, dark valley, Sister Jerry. That's what he was doing with you, with that lady, that elderly lady and the doves, brother. God will help us along the way. The word of God, beloved, listen to me. What shall it profit a man if he gains the whole world, loses his own soul? You know, I don't know if you just watch the news. The bottom fell out of the stock market. Our stock's not supposed to be in that market. Say amen. I'm not talking about physically being invested in the market. I'm talking about the Christian's hope. It's not in a market. It's in a Savior. It's in the promise that He's coming again. Amen. God's going to let us walk on over there what they kill for down here. Actually, it'll be pure. It's transparent over there, the gold. This pure golden street. God is saying, listen, David, he was up. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go to the house of the Lord. But he also knew what it was to be down. Now God's wanting us to pick our chin up. You say, preacher, this ain't for me. It might be next week. You better just put it in the bank. Amen. You might get that phone call next week that'll knock your legs falling out from under you. And I want you to understand that God, beloved, listen, he said here, what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Let me just say this to you this morning. If what's going on right now in this world is not causing people to think about eternity, you tell me what will. I'm telling you, Brother Ike, the greatest economy, the greatest military, in a moment of time, brought to its knees because of a little old bug that you can't even see. You say, preacher, what are you trying to say? Here's what I'm trying to say. God is still on the throne. Our trust is not supposed to be in horses. That's what he told Israel. He said, you're not supposed to trust in your army and trust in your horses. You're supposed to trust in your Lord. I believe this morning with all of my heart, God wants us to trust in our Lord. I know this morning that it's bad, but also know this, could be a lot worse. Let me explain something to you now. I wouldn't have had Sawyer and Olivia come up here and do that if they hadn't been doing it the whole time. You say, preacher, you need to stay away from them youngins. You're wasting your breath. I said, you're wasting your breath. Brother Wayne, they're what keeps me going. My precious wife. She said this morning, how do you want your eggs, baby? I said, scrambled until I tell you different. I said, honey, I've been telling you scramble for 3 months now. She said, well, I didn't know. She said, sometimes you like them fried. I said, well, I just ain't in the mood for that. I said, just scramble them until I tell you different. Amen. That's about as bad as that preacher that told his wife. He said, I told her I loved her when I got married. If I ever changed my mind, I'd let her know. I'm not in on that, amen. I said this morning, it's bad. But maybe a little trip to Calvary would get us out of the mully grubs, Brother Aaron. Brother Aaron was talking to me last night and thanking God for the job that God gave him. You think about the millions of people, Brother Steve, that's lost their job. The liquor stores, Brother Grizzle, they're being overrun. Because people's looking to a liquor bottle to ease their pain. People's looking to drugs to ease their pain. I'm telling you, beloved, listen, the suicide rate's fixing to skyrocket. Because people just can't live with it. They can't bear it. But I want you to know, God's people, I'm not saying it ain't bad because it is. I look for the day when everybody can come again. Long for that day when everybody can come again. This stuff is serious. It's not something to be taken lightly. But I do know this. Something's going to take me out of this world. I don't know if it'll be a car wreck. I don't know if it'll be a Baptist that got mad at me. But something's going to take me out of this world. I'm just glad I'm ready to go. Whenever my Lord calls, he said here, whosoever will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. I guess this morning, I've already given you a title. It's bad, but not as bad as it could be. A little while back, I preached on praying in a pandemic. You remember that? Well, maybe this one, Brother Grizzle, would be the path through the pandemic. Deny myself. Take up my cross. God didn't say take up your crown, preacher. He said take up your cross. Cross bearing, not crown wearing. Why? Because somebody needs you. Somebody needs a kiss on the cheek. I'm not talking about out of the guidelines. I'm just saying in the family, somebody needs a kiss on the cheek. Brother Steve, I would encourage you to develop that with Chloe. I need something and expect it. Amen. You got your orders, sister. Amen. Now, she might do you like Sawyer's 50-50. You never know what you're going to get when you say, I need something. Sometimes he'll give you a polite little kiss like he did publicly. Other times, he's going to leave you wet. It's going to be a blowout. And then he'll just laugh and run because he knows I'm too old to catch him. Amen. I've said what God wanted me to say. It's bad. But it ain't as bad as it could be. I still got people that call me. I still got people that pray for me. How many people, brother, don't have anybody to call them? How many people in this world don't have anybody to pray for them? How many don't? Listen to me. Let me ask you a question. I'm getting personal. Don't you lie to me. But how many of you all, it hurts your heart not to see? Help me. So I had two choices this morning. I could just get up and act like ain't nothing wrong. Or I could get up and mind God. I minded God. Brother Grizzly, you helped me back there in the hallway. We stood 6 foot apart looking at each other. I said, I love you, brother. He just shook his head. He said, it's bad. Yep. Not as bad as it could be, is it, Brother Grizzle? Brother Grizzle, if you and I had what we deserved, we'd be fried in hell already. You want to talk about social distancing? Outer darkness. Never hear a word. Never, Brother Wayne, get a kiss on the cheek. Too late. Regardless of what some religions say, it's too late to pray for them after they fell off into the region of the damned. That's exactly what everybody in this building deserves. But thank God for Calvary. Thank God for grace. Thank God for mercy. Amen. How many's glad you come this morning? How many agrees it's bad? It ain't as bad as it could be. I thank God for you this morning. I thank God for the folks that are waiting right now, Brother Jim, till you can get it uploaded. See what Pastor had on his heart. I'll tell him, folks, I miss you. Brother Mike, years ago when God brought me here, Brother James, I told my wife, I don't know if I've ever said this publicly. I've said it to different ones I know. I said, honey, I do not claim to know all the reasons that God is bringing me to Bible Way. But I said, I know one of them. I said, there's some folk at Bible Way up in years that need somebody to love them. They don't need to be in a turmoil. They just need some peace and need somebody to love them. God being my helper, that was 7 years ago. And I'm telling you, Brother Aaron, I'm no respecter of persons. It's not just the older ones or the middle ones, but the little ones. All of them. I was thinking about this, Brother Steve, thinking about having some fun this morning. I know at least two different individuals asked me this week, Pastor, when you wrote them pews off, did you rope mine off? That'd be a good place to stop and tell Brother Fred's last joke that he told me. Brother Fred told me, he said, a fella come in, said he sat down, said somebody walked up to him. You remember it, Sister Carol? Said somebody walked up to him, said, that's my seat. He got up and moved. Said another one walked up to him, said, buddy, I hate to tell you, that's my seat. He got up and moved again. Said there was an empty seat beside of him the third time he moved. Said a guy come in, he said, is that seat saved? Said that fellow looked up and said, as far as I know, it ain't even under conviction. Brother Fred, tell me that and just die laughing. Amen. I miss him. Amen. But I want you to know this morning, there's a God in heaven that knows where we are. This has taken the world by surprise. But I promise you this, it didn't take him by surprise. He knows where we are. He knows what we need. I thought about just asking a question this morning, how many's gotten moved from where you normally sit? I have something special for you. I'm going to let him sing a special, Sister Cindy. Amen. Amen. God's good. I said God is good. Let me ask you, if you're like David, like Pastor at times, you feel like you're getting a little bit down, let me ask you to remember, it's bad, but it ain't as bad as it could be. Could be alone. I want you to think about this. I think it's upwards, what is it, 66,000 now, 66,000 people have died. I'm telling you this from my heart. I'm not a statistician, but I promise you that there's a great number of those people that would have passed away one way or the other. I'm not a rocket scientist, but I know this. When you're getting money because it was related to that, everything's going to be related to that. Enough said. But Brother Steve, it got on my heart this morning. It's bad. You think about this. Back when this started, I found something to thank God for this morning, and that is the hospitals haven't been full of our people. I'm not just talking about the COVID-19. When this first started, Sister Jane was in ICU at Indian Path, and her husband or her pastor, neither one could go see her. You think about the nurses and the doctors that are back there with those folks. They're leaving this world, and they can't even see their children or their grandchildren or their spouse. I said, it's bad, but not as bad as it could be. Thank you for coming this morning. Brother Steve, it's good to see you, buddy. You'd be real proud of me. I took a framing square and laid out stairs yesterday, the first time in my life. I've always had the chalk lines on the floor. I watched the YouTube video and figured it out. Amen. You say, preacher, you bragging? Yep. If you need a set of steps laid out, I'll lay them out for you. Amen. Let's stand to our feet.